Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The Victory Black Friday edition for the Green Bay Packers. Black Friday, it's more like seashells and balloons and sunshine and rainbows and everything else edition. And it is my sincere hope that, you know how we get wall-to-wall calls when the Packers lose and everyone wants to vent?
Yeah.
Hoping everyone will want to celebrate today. And we'll get nothing but calls in a celebratory manner edition. And finally, as I told Gabe and Chewy this morning, I am very, very, very concerned about this show and my relationship with Mark Tauscher. The most concerned I have been in as long as I have known him, dating back to his rookie season in 2000 edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which I have on my phone, which, unfortunately, I left upstairs, so I'll have to go get that in the commercial break. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson working on a company holiday. Talk. Are you the only person in there right now?
Oh, yeah, defying the odds. I could open this door up with Bo Ryan today. Nobody else is here but old Jesse. Sweatpants, we're good to go.
You wanted to be ensconced in velvet. You're buried. So can you also change like the thermostat then? Because there's nobody there?
No, in fact, that's probably harder to change than ever because we have to call people to do it, and they're probably all off. So, yeah.
And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Happy day after Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I'm excited. Finally working a Black Friday with 100 football things going on. Why is it that if Christmas falls on a Thursday, we don't get off on the day after Christmas, but we do because people throw a couple sales together? Can someone explain that to me?
That's literally happening this year. Christmas is a Thursday, and the 26th is a company holiday. You can't be more wrong about that scenario.
Okay.
Does that mean we're still going to do the show though? Because we tend to do that.
No, we'll take the. The Packers don't have a game the day after.
That's
right?
True. So if the Packers
not
play
an
on Sunday,
next. So yeah, we're Packers, off on the 26th. I'm making an executive decision.
Thank
we're
you for
off.
That. This is your dream though. You've asked for this for like eight
it's
years for
dream.
Us to work this day, and
Jesse,
now we
here's
finally
the
are.
Deal. I'm not going to be one of these folks that we are blessed to be in this job.
No
like,
doubt.
Let's not kid ourselves.
We know.
So let's not act like we're martyrs for working a day after a huge Packers win and all this. This is when our fans really want to tune in. They're out in their cars. So I've always thought it was crazy to not work. Jason bullied me and said, you have to look at everybody else, though, too. It's not just you, blah, blah. And I adhered. And I said, okay, I wasn't. If y'all had said, hey, we're not doing a show. Hold up. If y'all had said, hey, we're not doing a show because Jesse's heading up to Krivitz and Jason, you're hanging out with Aunt Susie for another day, I would have said, all right, we're not doing the show. Let's do a Digi-only Thursday night and let's wash our hands. That's what I would have said. But I am excited. I think it's great that we had this huge win yesterday. Had a lot of calls on post. It was, I thought yesterday, again, Matt LaFleur I thought was really good against Minnesota. I think he's starting to kind of, he's finding his groove. Or he's got his groove back. And so, yeah, I'm excited that we're working today. Yeah.
All right. So a couple of things, just some housekeeping. First of all, it is a company holiday for a lot of folks, and this is the third consecutive year that the Packers have played on Thanksgiving. This is the first year where we managed to be more adamant about the idea of doing a show because it's the day after a game. I have no interest, if they play on the Sunday of the week of Thanksgiving, in doing a Black Friday show. The girls are off of school. I want to spend time with them. They're out and about shopping. I am here with the dogs and the cats and you and Jesse. And as you said at the beginning of your soliloquy, we are not curing childhood cancer. We're not working in a factory. We're not doing life-changing things, and we're not busting our tails. We're lucky to do this. However, the reason why we didn't do the show after the last two Thanksgivings is we didn't have enough people to make it work. We had the three of us, but that was about it. So thank you.
I
didn't interrupt you.
I don't know why you're lecturing me.
I'm not lecturing you.
I don't need to be lectured.
I'm not lecturing you. You may feel like it's a lecture. I want people to understand that there are other people on our team that are also working today that normally wouldn't. So our
Thank
show, Jen,
service.
Gabe, and Chewy, Jim, Matt, and Molly can all be on the air. So thank you to all the behind-the-scenes folks who sacrificed their Black Friday so we could get our way. Because, as we have discussed.
You're welcome.
Not you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you opening the door.
I got some air flow in here. This is good. Love it.
Now, I can't go any further without addressing the elephant in the room. So, as you know, I do not listen to Green Bay game night after games until I'm on it. Sometimes I'm able to catch some, but like we were driving home from Aunt Cindy's yesterday. I had the LaFleur and Love press conferences streaming through my Apple CarPlay. Paula and the girls did not really enjoy having that instead of Christmas music, but I need to get home. I had to transcribe my portion of those press conferences, and I had to work. So, we're driving home. I don't catch any of Green Bay game day. I get done with my transcription. I'm writing my three stories for Channel3000.com from after the game, and I scroll through a little bit of Twitter. I've done my hit on Green Bay game day, and lo and behold, what do I find? I find a clip of Old T. Now, again, I love Old T. I am not one of his brothers. If I was, I'd have been excommunicated for criticizing the movie headlines. So we are not brothers, but I've known him a very long time. We are now in our 10th season of Wilde and Tausch. And we are now saying the exact same thing, even when we're not together. Like, there are instances on this show where you and I will say the same thing, and I'll say it right before you do, or vice versa, as you like to say. I said to Homer, and I used in my game story, that Matt LaFleur out Dan Campbell'd Dan Campbell. And you know who else said that? Oh, boy.
I tweeted it. I tweeted it right after the game ended.
So. Yeah, I didn't see that.
And by the way, I also saw other people say it because that's what happened. Like, if you're a ball knower and you see what's happening.
Yeah, but I'm not.
That is what
you
happened
are.
Yesterday.
You're the ball knower. No, I'm just some
you're
guy.
You're a ball observer. you're a ball observer. You're a ball watcher, is what you are.
I observed some ball yesterday, too.
I bet you did.
It's borderline inappropriate.
If your mind wants to go to a gutter, yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to take you there. But yesterday, I saw a stat on Get Up this morning. That game yesterday was razor's edge. Yeah, thank you to all those guys for working, too. It's a Black Friday. I don't know when it became Christmas, but whatever. Anyways, the games, the stats, first downs, rush yards, pass yards, everything was about even, Stephen, yesterday. Almost everything. Go ahead and look. Packers-Lions game yesterday couldn't have been more razor's edge close.
Mm-hmm.
What wasn't? Danny Campbell 0-for-4, G&G 3-for-3. Fourth down. There's your difference. Dan Campbell has lived it. Matt LaFleur changed his approach because he thought it ain't fair for our defense to have to make four stops and then their defense doesn't. So we got to balance this. Even though I completely disagreed with what he did at the end of the game, I thought it was dumb. It worked. It worked. So kudos to Matt. And this is a results business. Oh, it's cute that you're process driven. Yeah, that's how you should approach it. But you're judged on the results, and the results worked. But if he gets sacked, or if he throws an incompletion, and Dan Campbell takes it from the 45 instead of the 15, mm-hmm. and goes down and scores and goes for two, how do you think today's show would be? Do you think we'd all be sitting here saying LaFleur's an idiot? Of course we would. So to the victor go the spoils. I loved the approach other than the last one. I thought it was fine. And Matt LaFleur, he out-campled him, and we out-Detroited Detroit. All of the things that you want to say, that's how the game played out. And for this team to have the resiliency and to fight through and to be able to beat, that was a playoff game yesterday. That's what playoff games look like. I wasn't there, but I'm guessing the atmosphere was playoff-esque. And you took the big bad bullies of the North, and you just said, hey, scramble, and if you're lucky, you might get in as a 7 seed, but you ain't doing nothing in the North no more. That's what yesterday was about.
There's no denying any of what you just said there. My question now becomes, and you said, it's cute that you're process-driven. Matt LaFleur, during the abbreviated week, Jordan Love said yesterday, He talked incessantly about being aggressive, and you have to be aggressive against these guys. So the results work. It turns out to be the right decision only because it worked. So are you looking at Matt LaFleur, and this is kind of the overarching question I want to ask people today, in addition to your positives and negatives, are you looking at Matt LaFleur any differently than you were 5 days ago? Because it feels to me, and again, I don't feel the need to carry his water for him. I just think that there has been a level of vitriol and negativity toward him that is a little excessive. A lot of people who are apparently very miserable when it comes to the Packers, because even when they win, they're not happy. Really don't want him as
the
coach.
How could anybody yesterday be miserable?
Yeah. It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I don't understand it. But the bottom line is that did Matt LaFleur, to your point, did he just get his groove back? Or was he an idiot previously and now he's finally figured it out?
Like, well, anybody that thought he was an idiot against the Vikings, I can't help you. Because he wasn't an idiot. And I tried to specify and explain why I felt like he wasn't an idiot. And if you want to act like he was an idiot, takes one, right? Takes one. So that part of it. Now, has there been the Cleveland Browns game I thought was really poor? There's times that this team at home doesn't come out with the edge that you're looking for and maybe, you know, not doing certain things. But this is part of a season. Matt LaFleur rose up, and the biggest critique that you have of Matt LaFleur is that he hasn't risen to the level of the big games. You know, I thought the, you know, for the last couple of seasons, his emotions got the better of him in certain things. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he used his emotions to get that timeout. He didn't call no timeout, man. Everybody knew it. And he saw that the false start, and then he went and bulldogged that official into getting it. Kudos to you, Matt. But don't act like you tried to do that beforehand. That's baloney, and we know it. But it just was a day he rose up, and he took it to the big bad bullies. I just always remember when Dan Campbell talking about drowning people and suffocating people and basically saying we're tougher than you. Yesterday they weren't. Yesterday Green Bay was tougher than the Detroit Lions because that toughness comes out when you have the big plays and the big moments. Green Bay made them. Detroit didn't. Our big-time players did. Their big-time wideout dropped one. That's how this world works. Now, that doesn't mean I still respect the heck out of Detroit, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that is a good football team. I just don't think – I think they're going to have to scramble to get in. I think they're going to be very fortunate if they can get in as a 6 or a 7 seed. That's how I see it.
6-7. So I guess the question I was driving at is, did he do that much better of a job – or did they just execute on his gutsy plays? Like, you know, I got Josh DiMaggio still in my ear. Well, could have used this game plan against the Eagles. Well,
he's in your ear?
Well, in my text messages.
Oh.
I just
crossed your desk.
It did. It came across my desk. So the problem is, you can say all you want about being process driven. But your process can be right, and if the execution sucks, you lose that game yesterday. That's great that you went for it on all three of those fourth downs, and you netted two touchdowns and the game and the and the game clinching completion. But that's because your players did the job; they got it done. And in other games, they haven't. Mm. No.
Well, no, it is in. So the thing is, you have to understand, and this is what I was saying after the Minnesota game, you have to understand what game you need to play. Not everything is the same. And LaFleur said that in his post game. You have to understand, what do you need to do to win? Sometimes you can get by being a little more conservative. Other times, you have to match fire with fire. That's what yesterday was. That was a fire hose contest yesterday, and we beat them. We beat them big time because we went for it, and we executed. They didn't. Their apartment – I'm not going to go down that road. They ended up in a bad spot. So
– driving into a
wall.
That
doesn't mean the next time they go and do this, it's just – what was the game that he went for it on 4th and 8 instead of kicking the field goal? He kicks the field goal.
Carolina.
Campbell did the same thing because, oh, that's what I do. Well, take the points. Who knows, right? Like, you don't know how all of those little things change the complexion of a game. What I do know is when you go for it and you don't execute it, the pendulum of momentum swings, and that
bigly
also doesn't get factored in to all the stuff. And Green Bay won that battle handily yesterday, and that's why we're sitting here talking about this team being a Super Bowl contender and the Lions scrambling to try and find a spot in the playoffs.
That you're 100% right. So do you think that he was not enough all gas, no brakes in, say, a 10-7 loss to the Eagles?
Yes. Way too conservative. The fact that Quinyon Mitchell was covering our guy on the first read all the time made me think he was way too predictable. He had a good bead on what Detroit was doing yesterday on defense. LaFleur was in.
They play man coverage all the time. Yeah. I think the style of defense that they
play. Listen, it was a great day for Matt LaFleur, and for everybody that hates Matt LaFleur, it was a bad day. And there are a lot of Packer fans that don't like Matt LaFleur.
There are. I don't pretend to understand it. What I do understand is how great of a partner Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is.
When it comes to your home, the smart play, trust Gina Deller and her team at Pella. This month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows. $297 a month, zero interest for up to 72 months. That is like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We'll get to your calls and our positives and negatives coming up next. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more on a Packers Victory Black Friday edition of Wilde and Tausch. More next. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I mean, every game's its own game, and, you know, we just came in here with an aggressive mindset, and I think that that's how one of the ways that you have to play against these guys, knowing that you're going to have to defend four downs, so... you know, it's a really good football team. Like, they've won a lot of games, and they've been one of the premier teams in the league for the last few years now.
That is a victorious Matt LaFleur after the Packers' 31-24 victory over the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love, he missed that throw to Bo Melton. Right early on, I don't know if he missed another throw the rest of the game.
Yeah, he was good yesterday.
He was really phenomenal. 18 of 30.
I think it's time to put him back in that MVP race.
Still got the ticket at the old desk here. It's waiting.
I mean, realistically, it's going to come down to, can we climb and get the one seed ahead of Stafford? Like, if we do, he's going to get the MVP. If we don't. But the problem is, I have a hard time saying he's even the MVP of this team. That's the hard part I got. I think Micah Parsons is our MVP. So how am I going to go and give it? Because you know what? It's just like the Heisman. They don't give MVPs to anybody but a quarterback. So it's the MVQ. Okay? So MVQ, and I think it's going to be Stafford or Jordan Love that's going to end up getting it.
You know, are you still a Heisman voter? You can fight against that by voting for someone else.
I might abstain. I think the Heisman voting thing is really.
Are you allowed to do that? They might revoke.
Don't abstain.
Oh, you want them to revoke your vote?
No. You mean you can do whatever you want.
There's a lot of people who would love to have a Heisman vote.
Jesse will take it.
Yeah. Let me vote for you every
year. Jesse, I'm not. Okay.
I'm a college ball watcher.
That's what I heard.
Observer. That sounds a little bit better.
CBO.
Tausch, biggest positive then, because I was going to take Micah Parsons, but man, go right ahead if you feel the need.
Well, I mean, the top positive is Matt LaFleur and the game plan and the execution. But no, it's Dontavian Wicks. Your guy finally has showcased himself as the guy you thought. And by the way, I said this on Green Bay game night last night, or game day, whatever it was called. Yesterday's game, that game reminds me of, you know, a Ryan Grant game and some of these where you do so much good stuff, they can't pull you out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Matthew Golden's getting close to being ready. Oh, Jaden Reed's coming off of IR. Uh-oh. Well, Christian Watson's our number one. He ain't going anywhere. Romeo Doubs is the most trusted. He ain't going anywhere. And are you going to be the coach that pulls Dontavian Wicks out of the lineup and out of the rotation after a game like that yesterday? I ain't going to be that coach. That catch he made it to end the game was dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
He was everything that came close to him, he plucked. He was fantastic yesterday. It's taken him a while. I don't know how it's all going to shake itself out, but days like that yesterday are days where coaches and personnel people look at you differently. That hug that Matt LaFleur gave him after the game, that hug is worth another 15 or 20% snaps. I mean, I'm being dead serious. How in good faith are you going to not play him against Chicago when there's three wideouts? He's going to be one of them. I don't know how. I don't care if Jaden Reed's back. I don't care if Matthew Golden's back. You found your three wideouts. Now, you can sprinkle and find little roles, but the lion's share of the reps, we found our three. That's where it's going. Dontavian Wicks earned that. That's how football works.
So we'll talk more about Micah Parsons.
Jason, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think that Matthew Golden is now more likely to be a redshirt?
I don't know the seriousness of this wrist injury. I know Rob Domofsky, who was on the scene, reported that he went through a workout. I wonder if that's one of those that they weren't really planning on playing him anyway. They just wanted him to get some work in. Because I don't know how you necessarily work out to show that your wrist is good enough if you have a wrist injury. I mean, you obviously catch balls, but it's not like trying to run with a bum ankle or something like that. No, but I think he'll probably be – it's not a gray shirt either, I understand. But there's got to be some shirt for a guy who's going to play 10 to 12 snaps once he's healthy, but not be a major part of the rotation. That's what I see for him.
Where are you? If Jaden Reed is healthy, I'm not putting Matthew Golden out there ahead of him.
Isn't this proof, though, of the ebb and flow of the season? People forget this, but like there was a moment he had three catches for 86 yards in one game, and we're saying now they got to figure out a way to get him the ball more, even though Tucker Kraft is the centerpiece.
I wasn't the only one. You were Glaze City on Golden. It was Glaze City USA. Oh, my God. They got to fight. It's like, take a beat, man. Let this kid develop. You acted like he was Davante Adams in year three. It's like it takes time for these young players.
Go back, check the tape, Jesse. I remember it because I said
Tucker, 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 Tucker. That's what I told you. And whatever. But in this case, I think this is going to end up being more. Yeah, obviously, injuries affect everything. But if there is not an injury to one of these three or Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden's going to have a hard time finding reps on the field. I just think that's going to be the way this shakes out.
All right. I want to talk about Micah Parsons later, so I'm going to take for my positive Rasheed Walker, Mr. Undefeated.
Baby, yes. Yes.
Wow. The cat-like reflexes by the big fella. Grabbing that fumble from Romeo Doubs in a critical situation. They then score a touchdown subsequent to that fumble. It is
after
a gigantic
the false start
play.
That didn't count, right? Wasn't that before the false start?
It was, yes. The
bulldog his way
the,
in?
The timeout, you mean. There was no false start.
It was a bulldog. It was an all-time bulldogging by our ball coach, and I love it. He's a bulldogger. Karma has a way of kind of, let's just make sure, that was not risque. I don't know, I didn't feel great about that.
We got away with one.
Sometimes you get away with one.
So, all right, I want to get the calls, but I have
but
to ask this.
But get him back to Shido. Jason, he was following the play, but cat-like reflexes, the part that gets unnoticed there, Anzalone does a chop strip. And old boy had good ball security with that, too. Like, Anzalone is right there. He couldn't believe it. You know, you got a big old lumbering offensive lineman. Nah, ball security, tuck that puppy away and, put it in a position. I didn't even know for sure Doubs caught that. They didn't replay that either. But it worked out beautifully for everybody.
And as much as I enjoyed the wink from Matt LaFleur on the question about the timeout and whether that was done correctly, I found myself wondering, because Tom Rinaldi, I rewound, he says something to the effect of that he could hear LaFleur calling for the timeout. And I think what happened there is Tom Rinaldi knows that he's still on.
He's got to get back into good graces.
On LaFleur's list. Because LaFleur essentially admitted without admitting he should not have gotten the timeout.
No,
and Rinaldi is now making stuff up to make up for the Anders Carlson, I pray every time he goes out there report. That's what I think.
And I love Tom Rinaldi.
He's
a great dinner guest.
Made everyone cry in the pregame yesterday. About 11:30 when they could have kicked off. You got everyone crying.
That was a good story he put together with that fan.
Yeah,
Rinaldi's great.
It was great.
But, yeah, I don't buy a minute of what he's saying. You watch LaFleur. He obviously, I don't know if he was, he wasn't looking at the guy he was yelling at.
No, no, and his mouth was covered up. He was like calling in the play.
So the whole thing, hey, we got away with one, and that's okay. That's okay, because there's plenty of times that'll go the other way.
All right, time to get to your calls. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
That if I may, Jason.
List
if
talk I may, and text and line, list is more.
The only negative that I can take is obviously the crushing injury to Devontae Wyatt. And that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt this team. Yep. Devontae Wyatt was starting to come back around. I do think that's going to give my guy Brinson more looks. And Brinson, if you look back, he got tackled on that play. Like, they didn't call holdings yesterday, which I was fine with, by the way. I don't want you calling a bunch of that. They didn't know what the hell they were doing calling pass interferences or what was a catch and what wasn't. But they let the guys play. But Brinson gets tackled. Parsons ends up getting that sack, but that's what ended up doing in Devontae Wyatt.
Correct.
Is that their right guard form tackled Brinson. And unfortunately, I think that's going to put Wyatt out for the season would be my guess, mm-hmm. judging by what Matt LaFleur had to say after, which – is the biggest negative and the biggest blow to this defense.
There's no doubt about that. He has had some pretty bad luck the last couple of years. Last year, he gets off to a strong start, suffers an ankle injury, and it was never really the same again. Started to come on a little bit late, and then their season's over. This year, gets off to a hot start, suffers a knee injury in Dallas, misses a couple games. Then, again, can't get back going. Last week he had two sacks, started to play again like the guy that's a first-round pick, and now he suffers a pretty serious leg injury that will end his season based on Matt LaFleur's
Football is a brutal game, affect. Jason. Will.
It is.
Football
There's no doubt about it. And, it, you know, sometimes it's brutal to lose. You know, whether you're picking Jordan Love to be the MVP and he finishes as the runner-up, or the you guys are totally going to cash in now on the 9.5 wins over
Hard
Rock Casino, Rockford. At 5-3-1, I don't think it was a given, by the way.
No, it was a given.
After losing two in a row, there were some doubts for you guys.
You've got to have a little faith. Yeah, have a little faith. And Jordan Love, we get that one seed. Jordan Love's going to win MVP, too. MVQ, as we call it. Jesse and I did that at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford Sportsbook. You got all these live table games, tons of slots, great entertainment right down the road, about 60 minutes from Madison. And now is the time to experience what true high-limit play feels like, surrounded by the rhythm and indulgence and that great energy of Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It'll elevate the high-limit room experience to deliver premium table games tailored for discerning players with enhanced game rules, including blackjack, where the dealer will stand on a soft 17. That is a huge advantage for you as a player. You will enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high-limit action that will set the Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. Your next hand could be your best bet yet. Visit the High Limit Room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge. And if you don't want to go shop, you want to drop somebody out, head down there. Hey, go spend all the time you want at these strip malls and go find all the Black Friday sales you want. I'm going to head over to Hard Rock Casino Rockford and enjoy my day when there's great college football, big pro game going on, all this great stuff. What a day to head down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
It's actually a pretty good idea.
Jesse's headed to the UU
Noodle
Bar. I love
how Jason acts like he wants to be in the store trying to find Lord knows what with Paul and the girls. Like, come on, man.
I might head down there this afternoon.
I think you should.
Can't put
the Christmas decorations up. If I wasn't heading to Minneapolis, I think I might go with you.
New Mexico.
Cash that MVP ticket.
Put a little New Mexico wager in. Lobos.
Woo! Woo!
Okay.
30,000. Trying to get 30,000 cats in the building today. Jason, great article. I don't know if you read it about how Jaxton Eck, Jason's kid, is maybe the reason why he's a head coach and vice versa. It is a – you will love this article by John Ryder, reader of the New Albuquerque Press. Great piece that you should check out.
How many facts did you get wrong in that anecdote?
Well, the kid's name is Jaxton. The story is about how Jason – the head coach, Like, that part of it's true. I don't know if it's the Albuquerque Free Press or if it's the New
Johnny
Mexico Gazette.
Writer from the
No, it's like his name is like Writer. I don't know for sure his full name.
Could you, hey, so, can you send me the story?
50%. I would say 50% of the story was accurate.
Can you send me the story? I'd appreciate
it. Sure,
that.
Buddy.
All right, so now I've asked Tausch for something, which I try to do very rarely. I'm going to ask our listeners to do something for me, too. And I don't feel like I do this very often. I would love to see us with full phone lines after a signature win. We know we get full phone lines all day long when the Packers lose and you're pissed about how they played against the Eagles or that they lost to the Browns or that they lost to the Panthers. I get it. And we're here for you for that, right? You need to vent? We're here to listen. But today, you don't have a whole lot to complain about. So I would love for you to call anyway and celebrate that your team got its act together and out Dan Campbell'd Dan Campbell.
But if you're mad, I want to hear that too. I do.
I would love for you to explain why you're mad. Yes. Totally on board. Either way, the Carbless Talk and Text line is 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line, and we will get to it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Certainly, we believe that you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're never staying the same. So, yeah, I'm proud of our guys, but we got to keep building on this. And we can't think that, like I told Pete, we can't think that we've arrived by any stretch, because as soon as you do that, you get beat. So we got to keep fighting and clawing and trying to get a little bit better.
That is Matt LaFleur and some royalty-free music on Wilde and Tausch. Let's get to the phones.
I love royalty-free music. I think it's added another level to this program.
And I just want to say thank you to Caleb, Mo, Jeff, Levi, Sid, Jamon, Kamal, Jamie, Bill, and Jay. We have full phone lines.
Atta, babe. Let's get to them then.
Does my heart some good here on Black Friday, which is all sunshine and rainbows.
Jason, let's do this. Let's get three a segment. Can we get three a segment?
It really depends on how much talking you do.
Oh, it's always me. Okay. All right. I will be crisp and
not always
very
you.
Succinct.
You think you will?
Let's get to it. Think? Let's go. I'll be succinct.
All right, let's go. Let's roll, baby. Let's start with Caleb in Grafton. Caleb, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. Happy Black Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy, blessed, late Thanksgiving. I'm going to start with my negatives because I want to end on a positive note. Negatives, okay. Devontae Wyatt's injury is just terrible. I mean, that really, really hurt. And then Keyshawn Nixon, I did not think had a good game. His man coverage, he couldn't stick to a receiver, and he kept talking trash.
He did.
Even when his guy caught the ball 5 feet past him. And that, to me, I just don't understand why the media keeps saying he's a number one corner for us, because I do not see
Jason,
it.
So, Caleb, let me interrupt you with a self-serving point, because I could not agree
Keyshawn.
With you more.
You like Keyshawn a lot.
I do like Keyshawn a lot, but I couldn't agree with you more about yesterday's performance. Now, do I think that they should have played Kamal Haddon instead, since he was my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week, and he slept through
Probably.
The game on defense. But, Tausch, before Caleb finishes, this is the question I wanted to ask about this, so I appreciate Caleb bringing it up. At what point are you better off playing the 100% but less experienced guy over the playing at 60% and not playing well starter?
Yesterday would have been that day. And the other negative, since we're talking DBs, Carrington Valentine, nice cover guy.
Tackle.
Let's wrap up, bro. Come on. Like that, he's firing his shoulder. Like he's going to end up blowing his shoulder out doing that.
Yeah, I was dumb.
Come on, CV. Hey, you ain't Deion Sanders, man. You ain't getting away with not tackling. Let's go.
All right, Caleb, back to you for more of your thoughts.
Yep, Caleb.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, that's why I don't get paid millions of dollars to be the D-backs coach as to who to pick to play.
Yeah.
My last negative would be LaFleur passing the ball. I know it was talked about on game night last night, but passing the ball at the two-minute warning and risking that fourth down incompletion. I think if you run the ball on third down, knowing you're going for it on fourth anyway, waste that 50 seconds. And if you don't get it, they have 50 seconds less with no timeouts to try and go down and score and get a two-point conversion. Now, besides that, LaFleur, huge positive. Amazing, amazing game yesterday. Big improvement over the Eagles game. I got to give a huge shout-out to the offensive line. They played awesome yesterday. Zero sacks. Uh-huh. Aiden Hutchinson didn't get home once.
Yeah, did he play?
And
no, he did. He played.
Couldn't tell you. But then that wide receiving core is going to be a lot of fun when they get Jaden Reed back and Matthew Golden back. I mean, Tyler, you kind of said they got their three guys already. Omer said last night on game night they got their three guys already. But you bring Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden back, there's a lot of different weapons out there to spread the ball around to.
Caleb,
hey.
Caleb, quick question. You can't pull Wicks out of the – you can't, right, after a game like that yesterday? Like, Jaden Reed will find some role. I think they'll ease him back when he gets back. But you can't pull Wicks out of this rotation now. I just don't think you can.
No, I would agree. But I'm saying when you get all five of these guys in there, LaFleur's creative play calling that he's been developing over the past 2 weeks, and it's December, it seems to be when he gets the most creative, and he's finally letting his $55 million quarterback let it rip, like we talked about 3 weeks ago. This offense has the potential to be extremely, extremely explosive if the offensive whole line holds the way they did yesterday.
Yep.
Great call, Caleb. We appreciate you. That was awesome.
Really good call.
To his point,
I do want to ask. Than we wanted. A little longer because you asked a couple questions there, but not bad.
Yeah, only me. I was the only one who asked a question. Yeah, that's true. If I may quickly ask you a question, it would be this. Caleb's point about throwing on third down. Christian Watson dropped that ball, right?
Yep.
Christian Watson confessed to that. So, again, execution, proper execution can make up for errant thought process, right? Like, if he catches that ball, we're not really going, well, you know, he should have thrown it.
I don't think he, Jason, I don't think LaFleur thought for sure he was going to go for it on fourth down. I think he wanted to end it right there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And, and this way, you get two cracks at it. Because let's be honest, if you're going to do what he did, the clock is kind of irrelevant. You're not interested in running the clock down and punting it. You're interested in daggerizing him.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
Now, if you didn't, I think there is a good chance if they don't get that first down. Now, I believe in Micah to close up shop.
The closer.
But, boy, if they would have gotten one first down and gotten the ball rolling, I think we maybe got our blanks beat by doing that yesterday. So it was a big-time dice roll. Big-time dice roll, but it worked. And that's the beauty of it. But if it didn't and they would have went down and done it, oh, boy, would today be a different vibe.
You think they go for two if they get the theoretical game-tying touchdown?
Yes.
The Lions do?
Dan Campbell?
I don't know.
Yes.
All right, let's keep going with the calls because Tausch wants to get to three segments. Let's go to Mo in Illinois. It might have bitten off more we could chew at three per segment. Mo, good morning. Happy Black Friday. What's on your mind?
Well, before I begin, Tausch said something that I was kind of scratching my head, Tausch. You said earlier in the program that you respect Detroit or like you like the Lions or something like that, which is fine. That's your opinion. I just wanted to say I hate the Lions. I hate their fan base. I hate those Michiganders. They are so cocky. They think that just because their franchise has been relevant the past few years, that they've somewhat accomplished more than the Packers. And let me set the record straight, all right? The Lions are a poverty franchise, and they will never, ever be able to be comparable to the Green Bay Packers. So I just want to put that out there before I start.
So, okay? Mo, I want to put this out there since you asked and you kind of questioned. How do you not respect what Dan Campbell has done with that franchise and the fact that this game yesterday was competitive to a T? I don't like the Detroit Lions. I respect what they've been able to do the last 3 years. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Continue.
That's fine. I mean, I'm for that. I like Dan Campbell. I like
Continue.
Dan Campbell, but I think he learned his lesson not to talk again about Micah Parsons to say, oh, I like Mike tackles. Nobody. We like Micah freaking Parsons. All right, he's a game wrecker.
Yeah,
we'll take him over your tackles
yes.
all day long. That's what we'll do. Right. So, but regarding the game, guys, I mean, very simple. It was a great win. I mean, obviously, as much as we hate the Lions, they're a good team. But the Packers are better. And I think I'm getting on to what Shugs is saying, Tausch. You know, post-game, he said that they're going to run the table. I think I'm inching closer to that. This team's got a different buzz to them. You know, they really do. I think the addition of Jaden Reed coming back, that's our Swiss Army knife. I think that's going to be monumental for this team. I think they'll put Matthew Golden in as punt returner. This defense just needs to be a little more consistent. I'm a little concerned with the second and 15 and third and 13 plays they gave up. But Devontae White, big loss. We know that. But, hey, we're locked in. We're ready. Let's run that table. Let's make a run. Keep doubting the Green Bay Packers.
Let's go, Mo.
Let's see where that
Let's go, Mo. So, a couple things there from Mo. Obviously, the running the table. Shug called it a couple weeks ago. I thought yesterday was a huge one. I think I'm going to pick Denver to beat Green Bay because I did back in April. And I think Denver's defense is dogs. Like, they're really good. But if that Denver game leans the way to Green Bay, I don't see why we can't run the table. Got that big win yesterday. The problem is, did we get over the hump on a consistency basis? Micah said after the game, hey, this is what it looks like. This is what we need to do to be where we want to go. All right, Micah, I agree, but can you do that against the Bears and the Vikings and maybe teams that you don't get all cranked up for and have Jack White playing music at halftime and Eminem and the big stage? I don't know the answer to that. Neither do they. And as far as the Dan Campbell, what do you want Dan Campbell to say? Mike is going to eat our lunch and we're screwed? Like, of course he's going to say what he's going to say. And Mike is going to eat his lunch. Like, we all knew Micah was going to eat yesterday. I didn't think he was going to have that full of belly by the end of the day, but he did because he's a game wrecker. And he has been a total difference maker in these games that we've been able to win that we couldn't win last year. What's the difference? It's Micah Parsons. That's the difference.
The team MVP.
For sure.
Tausch, did you?
But not the league
MVP. No, it's not close. No, he's not the league MVP because they don't give it to defensive guys. Well, Myles Garrett will get the MVP before Micah does.
Correct.
And everybody knows.
3-9 team. Or whatever they are.
Who gets can Micah get Depoy over Miles if he breaks the. He can't. Right? But Micah will be all pro.
Sack record.
So does Micah will be all pro.
So help my memory briefly. So does Strahan still hold that record after Favre gave him the sack?
He does. He does.
Criminal.
That's going to go the way at a White Buffalo probably in the next 2 weeks, though.
Was he working on GMA today?
I don't know. I didn't have it on.
He was
morning.
On Fox Noon. He was on the whatchamacallit yesterday.
On the whatchamacallit.
He can work on Black Friday. You know, I understand. I'm sure he wants to go to the strip mall and look for trinkets with his family, but he decided not to. So thank you, Michael. And thank you, Jason.
Tell us about Coors Light, please.
I will. Whether you're tailgating pregame, not having to go to a strip mall, and enjoying your experience at, well, I don't know, a casino, or you just want to stay home and watch ball all day on the day after Thanksgiving, crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light Brew to that three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Just make sure you celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Three calls a segment. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
More of your calls. Three a segment. Let's keep rolling.
When do you think will be the first segment we get to three?
It won't be this one. Let's go to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, happy Black Friday. Your thoughts on the Packers' win over the Lions?
It was fabulous. I'm calling for, I just want to say two things. First of all, I just wanted to express incredible gratitude and thanks to you guys for having this show, as well as the show, as your guys' roles in the post-game show. You guys do a great job. I want to thank you for it. It's a big part of my satisfaction as a fan, so I want to thank both of you for what you guys
we
are doing.
We appreciate you,
the
Jeff.
Show.
You mean all
Jeff,
three of us.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, you mean
we
all
do.
Three.
And
yeah.
Jesse.
So, I just, one shout out, and we got to give today a little bit. Nobody's on my, what about the catch by Musgrave?
Yes, stunning, yeah. Actually.
Stunning.
I have to say, I didn't think he had it in him. So that was pretty impressive.
Kind of, Jeff, pretty good throw by Jordan on that too. Roll into his right.
It's a great throw.
Oh, it was a great. It was a great throw. I mean, okay. So two things. You know, Jason was saying, does two people feel differently about Matt LaFleur now than they did a week ago? I loved his aggressiveness. And I'm going to just say to be determined, meaning he needs to prove to me that he trusts Jordan Love and is willing to move this offense through him. He did it yesterday. He needs to show, at least me as a fan, that he's willing to do it every week. And you guys, by no means am I saying Jordan is perfect. I actually think if Jordan does make some bad decisions and throws some picks and whatever, that's when LaFleur can't back off on him. He's got to continue to show faith in him.
Double down.
So
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And trust that your defense will make him right.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's that. And then I also just totally agree with Tausch and other people. The process at the end of the game was, I'm glad it worked out. It wasn't really great in terms of the decision making. The first caller pointed it out beautifully. Run on third down if you already knew you're going to go for it on both, because that's just going to chew up time. So LaFleur's, again, my concern with him, with Matt LaFleur, is in a big game, in a playoff game, that type of process can end up really getting you beat. So I just want him to, like, just be aware of all the things. The clock was your friend at that point. Use it. So a great win. I love the play calling. Just grateful for the win. And once again, I want to thank you guys, because you guys just, I mean, I don't know if our fans appreciate it, but I think they should. You know, that post-game show, we get Tausch making an opening statement, Tausch closing it up, Gary Ellerson coming on, and then Jason, you're always, you have, no matter what time that show is, you're always on. You get to have your piece, and it's usually at the end. So you have a very long day that day, regardless of what, you know, what's going on. So anyways, I just want to thank you guys for everything. So that was it.
Thank you,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. And thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thanks,
I know
Jason.
That is a burden for you to
shut
do.
Up. Shut up. You're wasting
late.
Time we could be spending on calls. Be
kudos
quiet.
To you, Jason Wilde, for staying up so late.
God, and, I hate you guys.
And Homer for being there for us every
time. Let's
post-game.
Go to Levi at Stevens Point. Levi, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. Happy Black Friday. Thank you for your service, too. Your thoughts on the Packers win.
Oh, thanks, Jason. I didn't expect that from you, but thank you. And can you guys hear me?
We can hear you, buddy. You sound great.
Good. I haven't called your show in a while, Jason, because of my work schedule, but I just wanted to call and have my take on my positive and negative for yesterday's game. And
we would love that.
House for a second straight day.
Yeah. What do you got?
Absolutely. I have to be quick. It's great to talk to Tausch again, like last night. But anyway, my negative was Mo in Illinois yesterday called into the post game show saying about the officiating yesterday, about what happened to Wyatt yesterday. And I just hope that guy is all right, man. He's one of the best guys on the defensive side of the ball. The refereeing, the refs, I don't think they'll get Racine James Kringles this Christmas. They might get some lump of coal from yesterday's game.
Outstanding product placement there. Well done.
Love that. He's, look at him helping our partners. Levi, well done.
Thank you. Thank you. And my positive is Jordan Love had a fantastic game, 4 touchdowns. But the biggest one was Wicks, man. Who saw that coming yesterday? Whoever had him in fantasy football had a great game. But I just want to say, Julie, I just hope Ricardo calls in from Canada, man. That guy is so energetic, but I don't know if he's on the line later or not, Jesse. But I just want to thank you guys for everything. I just want to say one more thing. I'll be quick because I know you got to get the commercial break for 2 minutes. But I just want to thank you guys so much for bringing up this show again, because it's just a fantastic show to listen to. So I'll call you guys soon whenever I can. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Levi.
Appreciate you, Levi. We appreciate you.
I think, I don't know what Ricardo's Friday plans are, but today in Canada,
they work.
It's just Friday.
It's just Friday because they have a different Thanksgiving.
Yeah, is there boxing? When is Boxing Day up there? They all have boxing matches.
That's when we're. You've declared a day off for us, December 26th.
No, they box. They got like Floyd Mayweather's up there.
We got to 2 calls. That's 2 in a row now. We've come up short of our 3 goal.
I don't think you
goal.
Know anything about Boxing Day.
He clearly doesn't. What he does know a lot about.
Don't the kangaroos come up? Bam! Right?
What he does know a lot about is Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh, we had a great day over at Jones Dairy again. Got some of that. A little pre-Thanksgiving Wednesday. We did the bacon. We put it in ramen. So we cooked up that thick cut bacon, almost like a pork belly, put it in the ramen with the broth and the Jones Dairy, family-owned, operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson all the way back to 1889. And they are best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. It's available in pork, chicken, and turkey. And I hope yesterday when you were making your stuffing, you grabbed one of those sausage rolls and you added that into your stuffing. What a deal that would be. Also, Jones hams are perfect for the holidays. They're easy and they add a lot of flavor to your table. Find Jones products in grocery stores all across Wisconsin. Check them out at jonesdairyfarm.com.
The 10 o'clock hour will be full of 3 calls per segment, and it begins in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.